Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I had been doing the Australian salute again, unconsciously at the beginning, but in the last week of my time in Australia, I definitely noticed as the flies just wouldn't go away. Charlotte commented how annoying the flies were, wondering why all of a sudden, and I had no idea. I wasn't overly perturbed at first, but yes, they do get annoying. And then you learn to adapt and cope, and joke that the hat with the corks might be onto something. And soon, you're not overly conscious of the situation. That is, until you are conscious and make some comment again about the flies. I don't know why Australia has so many animals that annoy and some that can do you harm. It has been a constant comment to me over my years in the United Kingdom that one reason people won't go to Australia is because of the bugs, snakes, spiders, deadly sea creatures. Ah yes, once again, I'm really selling Australia. But as I usually say, don't worry, you're bigger than they are. That has not been an overly calming comment, I've noticed. But it is part of the environment, and that is what we learn to live in. Our location, our environment, and not just geographically, but also relationally with the people around us. And then there's also the environment of ourselves, our thoughts and emotions, the body we have, the things we tell ourselves. As we live in our environment, we gain experience and learn how to make the most of the situation or the moment. To do that, we rely on our parents as we grow up and our senses and our own experiences later on. We define what is right for us in all sorts of ways. We might become conscious of how we're living when the why question comes our way, but often we're just too busy living. Christians grow up like everyone else in their environments, geographical and relational, and learn to live in this world like everyone else. What is added to their living is God's Word, which speaks to us of a further environment, not beyond our senses, but not apprehended by them. This is revelation, which God uses to orient us to the complete environment in which we live, geographically, relationally, and coram Deo, in the presence of God. And this becomes the challenge of discipleship, of following the Word of God made flesh, of living in the environment revealed in Scripture, of understanding what God says and why and how it applies to us each day. It means wrestling with, at times, and obeying what God says. That is why reading and studying God's Word is very important, because it helps us live in all environments, even the personal one of inner self, especially in that one, because the accounts of sin and grace can be applied to us. That means that each person can discover in this world that with Jesus, coram Deo, is the most affirming message of all and a way to live. Whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, God in Jesus Christ is for me, never against me. Bring on the flies, or whatever this world might throw. We can live in all environments. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you know that by ourselves we have no strength. Defend us from all calamities that may happen to the body, and cleanse us from all evil thoughts that may attack the soul. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.